Father, as always, I thank you for the entrance of your word. Gives light. It brings light in. It gives understanding to the simple. Cause that light, O Lord, to shine in our hearts this morning, that we may understand what the Spirit is saying to the church. And give every one of us inspiration from the Lord to know the things that are in the mind of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Give you, Lord, the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I'm going to share some testimonies on the inspiration of the Almighty. This is just a follow-up on yesterday's lesson. And I want to invite your own testimonies too. You know, first thing I want to say is this. You know, Jesus, he promised to the disciples, which we now know that that promise is a reality, the Holy Spirit. And he said many things about the Holy Spirit, among which is this one that I love dearly in John 16 and 13. Many things that he said the Holy Spirit will do. Well, here's one. You know, so in John chapter 16, verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. And Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit, you know, as he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. You know, and the Holy Spirit has been with the believers since that time. And today, we're privileged to have the Holy Spirit with us. There are some other things, you know, that Jesus said about the Holy Spirit in the book of John 14 and 26. He said, you know, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I've said unto you. Now, in the one place he said, guide you into all truth. In another place he said, he shall teach you all things. And not only that, he also bring to your remembrance things that you ought to know. Maybe something the Lord already told you or deposited in your spirit that you forgot. Holy Spirit will bring it all out, you know. And again, here he said in John 15 and 26, he talks some more about what the Holy Spirit will do. The Comforter, when he is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth. So in many places now, we see him calling the Comforter the Spirit of truth, guiding you into all truth, teaching you all things, bringing all things to your remembrance, you know, and so forth. You know, he said, look, he will come from the Father. He shall testify of me. And furthermore, Apostle Paul, John, he's the one that wrote this Gospel of John in his own, one of his own epistles also. He was reminded of the same thing, and he's going to tell it again to us in 1 John chapter 2. He's going to tell it to us again in verse 26. Actually, you know, from verse 24 to verse 27. Let that therefore abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. Isn't that wonderful? Now, these things are written unto you, you know, concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. Now, that anointing is the Holy Spirit. And he said, ye need not that any man teach you, because he remembered that Jesus said the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. But as the same anointing teaches you all things and is the truth, remember, it's called the Spirit of truth, and is no lie, even as he that taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now, that anointing can be upon a teacher that God sent as well. And it can be upon you also when you are in his presence, listening to and hearing the word of God. The anointing can just open up so many things. And also, even in your personal life, it can teach you all things. I call it the inspiration of the Almighty. I mean, the Holy Spirit can just teach you something or show you something or give you some information that you could not have known any other way. And he does it even many times to keep us from trouble. I mean, most people have this thing they call intuition. You know, sometimes some people even say they have premonition. Well, for us who have the Holy Spirit, we need to give honor and glory and credit to the Holy Spirit for what he does. Many times people say, well, yeah, I was about to do this. Something told me and something said to me. Listen, stop saying something. It is the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus said. He said the Holy Spirit, not something. And that thing that you think is something, well, you know, it is the Holy Spirit, you know. So we want you to understand that, you know, that it is the Holy Spirit that is teaching you all these things. You know, Paul, one time, you know, he went to a place and, you know, he saw the people. You know, they were saying something like, oh, you know, to the unknown God and so forth. And Paul said to them, you know, he's not the unknown God. And I'm going to show you what he is. You know, in Acts chapter 17 and verse 23, he saw them, you know, and he saw the inscription they put there. The unknown God. It's kind of like something said to me. You know, what is the something? He said, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. Well, that inspiration whom you have ignorantly sometimes received and followed, let me freely declare it to you today that it is not some random thing. It's actually the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. I love that, Acts 17:23. You know, well, you call him the unknown God. You've been following him, but you don't really understand him. Well, let me instruct you and let me declare him to you today. Praise the Lord. So, I mean, there are many times that even you yourself have experienced this inspiration. After I call it out today more clearly, you will then remember and recognize that it has indeed been the inspiration of the Lord. And then we want to hear from you. I want to hear your testimonies. But look, from little things, you know, to big things, Holy Spirit is there to instruct your mind. The challenge, though, is are we well tuned in? You know, Holy Spirit operates in his own frequency. Now you tuned into that frequency, you know. So, you know, you have to be tuned into the correct channel to receive the broadcast. The thing is broadcasting all the time, the television, the radio or whatever, or satellite radio, they are broadcasting all the time. But if you're not tuned into the correct channel, the correct frequency and correct station, you will not be hearing that particular broadcast, even though it's there the whole time. Same thing with us, the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is there and can give us instruction. You know, it can guide us all the time. But, you know, are we listening? Are we tuned in? Psalm 32 and verse 8. I will instruct you the way that you should go. And I will guide you with my eye. However, he challenges us in verse 9 to not be as the horse or the mule. You're trying to get them this way, go that way. They won't do it unless you jerk them around, put bit and bridle in their mouth and jerk them here, jerk them here. Don't be like that. You know, yield to the Holy Spirit and let him freely lead you. a good prayer that we ought to pray. I prayed it this morning, with my wife already. I said, Lord, I give you permission. You think that's strange? You say, can you give the Lord permission? Well, absolutely. If you hold on to things and don't turn them over to the Lord, then that means you have not given him the permission. But you can give him the permission. I give you, Lord, permission to interrupt my will, interrupt my day, let that will be done, and so on. Open up to the Lord. By doing so, you give the Lord permission to guide you even more closely. Same thing with your faith. Your faith is also another portal that gives the heavens permission to do things for you. And the devil, who is the accuser of the brethren, you've heard me say this, he will say to the Lord that, look, you have no right. You have no permission to do anything for her or for them or for him. But they are not believing your word. They are not speaking your word. So you can't do it. That's his job as the accuser of the brethren. It's a lot of things that he accuses us of before the Lord. That's the one thing. The Lord, you say, you wait and see. They'll come around and they will be declaring my word. And now some angels also waiting and seeing, waiting to see. The moment you then begin to declare the word of God. And God will do some things to push you to that corner where sometimes you don't have a choice. You always have a choice, but you know what I mean? That you have no other way to go, but you've got to now trust and cry out to the Lord. And immediately you release that word, angels go into action. You can read all about it in Psalm 103 and verse 20. It says, praise ye the Lord. The angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Well, where's that voice coming from? From your mouth. When you speak his word, those angels will go into action. Until you speak his word, they may be just hanging around, bored, having nothing to do. But you speak the word of God, and you see them go into action. Are they not all ministering spirits? Saith the Lord, sent forth to minister on behalf of those who shall be heirs of salvation. Oh, absolutely. That's their job. But they can't do anything, really, until your faith moves them into action by you releasing the word of God. Same thing with, you allowing the Holy Spirit to work for you. Read Hebrews 1, verse 14, and see what the Lord says about angels that are sent forth to minister, not just to minister to you, but to minister for you. For you means they're doing things on your behalf. All you got to do is speak the word. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You cannot command the good angels to do this or that. They've got their orders. And if you try to, they'll tell you, I've got my orders. Praise the Lord. But the one indirect way that you can get them to do things for you is you release the word. Now, don't worry about it. It is the word that they respond to. So if you release the word, they will respond. Praise God. They will move into action. And the Holy Spirit, he will inspire you. So I would call it the inspiration of the Almighty. Inspire you. He will remind you the word. He will give you understanding. He will bring to your knowledge. Some things that you don't even know. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, in a flash, the Holy Spirit can put that knowledge there. Now, remember, the Holy Spirit is the very God. It's not different than God. It's the very God. We call him Holy Spirit when he walks in our realm. Some people call it Holy Ghost, some people call it Holy Spirit, whatever. But when he is in our realm, we call him the Holy Spirit. Just so we distinguish him from other spirits. But it is the very God. that is in you. Scripture calls him Christ in you, hope of glory. Now, when that Holy Spirit is in you, he will guide you into all truth. I'm sure even things to come. I mean, sometimes things to come, well, it can be an instruction to keep you from evil, but you must be paying attention. It could also be showing you how to get your miracle. The Holy Spirit, you know, if you, once you understand John 16 and 13, you can have your prayers answered. Because the Holy Spirit, he can show you the answer to that prayer even before you pray. And my goodness, you know, once you see that, you just latch onto that. You don't align yourself with the Holy Spirit and it's done. You know, I mean, consider some situation where you are trying to, you know, achieve something. Oh, Holy Spirit can show you already achieving that thing. And then when you see it, my goodness, that's he's shown you things to come. Well, Holy Spirit can show you walking down that aisle. That's right. Holy Spirit can show you, you know, obtaining that degree. Holy Spirit can show you, you know, working on that job, which you don't have. Show you that you're already there. Holy Spirit can show you all these things. And when he shows it to you, it will just flash in a moment. I mean, he's not going to spend the whole day telling you about it. I mean, you can't even handle it. A cosmic knowledge of the Holy Spirit. Nobody can handle it. So he'll just drop, you know, a thing here, a word. That's it. He'll just drop something. And it's enough to illuminate your mind. The moment you catch it, my goodness, and you align with it, great things happen. And it can drop a word also to save you from evil, save you from danger. People have said it all the time. Something told me, something this, something that. It's the Holy Spirit guiding you. And as I speak now, I want you to be remembering those times that the Holy Spirit has guided you so that you can share your testimony at the end of this. Now, what are those times also when the Holy Spirit can give you knowledge that you don't know? I mean, things that are too high for you that you could not have known. And the Holy Spirit just bring them to you. And some people may not know that the Holy Spirit can actually do this. Why? Because they, I mean, why not, rather? The Holy Spirit already knows everything. You know, it's up to him if he chooses to share it, but he knows it all. I mean, if there's anybody in this room right now, listening or listening later on to the replay, does not know that God already knows everything, and even things that are not present, that he knows it all, then you don't know too much about God. God knows everything. And God cannot acquire any new knowledge. I've said that before. He cannot learn any new thing. You know, he can't one day, all of a sudden, he just, oh, you know, now he knows something that he didn't know before. No, that's us. We are the ones that can learn and should learn and keep learning and acquiring knowledge and putting that knowledge to use. That's us in our realm. But God, he already knows everything. Everything that's yet to be, he already knows it all. In fact, before the world began, he knew what the world would be. He even knew before even Adam was created that, you know, the man would fall from the glory of God. He knew it. He knew that sin will enter into the world. That's why he made provision for the Lamb of God before the world began. And he knows everything. You know, so there is no part of your day that is ahead of you that the Holy Spirit does not already know. He knows it all. Now, our challenge is to align with him, to let him guide us more closely. The more you practice the presence of the Lord, the closer you will get to experiencing this, you know, more and more. But he'll guide you. He'll drop some word in your heart, or some flash of understanding. And sometimes the angels also, they will do some things, you know, and because the Lord already knows everything, and the Lord will tell them. I mean, now, the angels don't know everything, but the Lord knows everything. I can tell them, you know, and he will show them, tell them, give them charge over you. keep you from something. You know, so, you know, you are in your house, you're trying to get ready for work, and, you know, you're scrambling, you're looking for your keys, and you can't find them. Yeah, but the Lord told one of the angels, you know, hide her eyes from seeing those keys. Those keys are in plain view, but you won't see it. You go everywhere, you look for all over the place, you will never see the thing. It's right there. Because the Lord told the angel of the Lord, delay her for 10 minutes or 15 minutes. For the Lord knows something. The angel didn't know it, but the Lord knew and then told the angel. And said, cool, you know, I'll just hide their keys. And then you hide the keys, you look all over the place, you can't find it. You know, and then, you know, I mean, you're all bent out of shape because you're going to be late. But you never knew. The angel of the Lord was at work to deliver you from some evil that you would have gotten into if you left the house 15 minutes ago. And then after a while, you know, all of a sudden you see the keys right there. You searched that place already, you know. Why didn't you see it the whole time? You know, because, you know, these angels, their role, according to what God gives them, to protect you. And they might do some quote unquote, you know, harsh things sometimes in order to bring forth the ultimate good. It might be harsh to you when you think that you're late, you know, you can't, you know, meet that appointment. Oh yeah, the Lord's greater good, you know. God always has the greater good, you know, our heart, you know. I mean, you know, you talk about even eternity and our, you know, place with him. That's more important to him than the immediate thing that you may be in right now. And Jesus even said it, look, if something in your life, even your hand or your eye or whatever, cause you to miss that eternal place of glory, maybe it's better you cut it off. Now that means that, you know, the pain that you may go through now, you know, as far as God is concerned, if it leads you to the glory that he has for you, yeah, and it's all worth it. You know, I mean, is God therefore then unmindful or insensitive to our needs? Absolutely not. God forbid. You know, but, you know, the greater good is what God is all about. And so sometimes he may allow some things to happen, but eventually when you put all those things together, it will eventually work out for your good. If you are someone that loves the Lord and you are the called according to his purpose, Romans 8 and 28. So, how does the inspiration of the Lord work then? Oh, he'll drop a word. And sometimes it'll be more than a word if you can handle it. He can only give you the, you know, I mean, what you can handle. You know, otherwise it will just completely blow your, you heard people say blow your mind. Well, Ephesians 3 and 20 says, you know, to him, you know, that is of honor and glory and so forth, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according. See, it's always according. People forget that. The Lord, there's a limit to how much revelation the Holy Spirit can give you. But it's according to the power that's working in you. You know, so if you have the power to see, you know, further out, like your faith horizon can see a further out distance, well, then, yeah, you see more and you can get more. You know, if all you can understand is, you know, the limit of your faith is 10, maybe God will give you 20, but he can't give you, you know, 2,000 if you can only understand 10. How are you going to handle it? And it's the same thing with little kids. I've done this experiment before, you know, ask the little kid to tell you the largest number they know. They'll tell you. you know, and as they grow older, ask them the same thing. They might tell you a larger number, you know, and so on, and so on and so forth. At one point, they can only count to 20. After a while, they can actually count to 100 or 200, and they figure it out. They can count some more and more. Well, same thing, you know, but it's according to the power that works in you. And the Holy Spirit knows you can handle it. He'll show you even more things. But whether you can handle it or not, out of the mercies of the Lord, He will sometimes give you inspiration, you know, but won't give you too much, you know, if you can't really handle it. But just illuminate your mind, drop some things, my goodness. And if you are really seeking the Lord and asking Him to show you, look, here's what He said in Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. He said, and this is an invitation. You can use that invitation to get more inspiration from Him. He said it this way. He said, call unto me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You know, so your invitation is already there. So let me give you one or two examples. Some of you may have heard this before. This will help you to think of testimonies, you know, for yourself. First, I'll start with, you know, the one that you say, something told me. Well, let me give you the one that comes to my mind that I remember. Of course, I knew it wasn't something, and it was Holy Spirit. One day I was driving into, pull into a parking lot. There's a strip mall there. Some of the stores, Safeway, this and that, the gas station. I actually wanted to go to the gas station. And as I pulled in, I was going to make a left turn somewhere to turn into the gas station. There was a big oil tanker, might have been coming from that gas station. They were in one of the lanes that I was about to turn into. But, you know, the thing was on the wrong side of the lane. You know how here in the U.S. we drive on the right? This thing was on the left, you know, and I was going to cut in under it. I mean, all of these things happen in like 2 seconds, the story I'm telling you. You know how your mind, you know, a lot of things can happen in 2 seconds. And I was about to cut in under him, and Holy Spirit said, don't do it. And then I changed direction and went a different way. 2 or 3 seconds later, I hear this crushing sound. And what was it? Well, I was driving a small car. There was an SUV that did just what I was about to do a few seconds ago. Cutting under that, you know, tanker. And the tanker smashed it. Unknown to us, me and the driver of that other car, that long tanker was about to make a wide swing because the lane was very sharp, the 90 degrees there. They were going to turn right, but it was too sharp. So they went in the left lane to try to make a wider turn. And so they left this side open, but they were in the process of turning and they're still looking to see if, you know, if they can turn. And then you saw that, oh, that space was open. You're going to cut in under them. And they stopped looking and they turned and crushed the car. And my goodness, I heard the crushing sound. I look back. I'm like, oh my goodness. Now, I was in a smaller car. And if that thing crushed an SUV, I mean, what would it have done to my car? You know, that comes to mind when I'm thinking of what people have said. Something said to me. You know, it wasn't something. The Holy Spirit said to you. You know, so acknowledge the Holy Spirit, you know, as you need to. And give Him the glory. There's a lot of things, you know, I go through in the house. A moment before something happens, Holy Spirit will say it in your mind, in my mind. And, you know, sometimes I pay attention, sometimes I don't. The Holy Spirit will say, Well, that thing is about to fall off the table. And then you reach out for it and save it. I mean, it doesn't look like it's going to fall. It's there. But if you don't pay attention, you turn away and then it'll fall off the table. You know, the Holy Spirit showed you that thing in the moment. And so on and so forth. Well, talk about more, you know, more serious things. And you can practice His presence in the little things. It'll give you some practice. The scripture says, you know, there are some people that through the use have their senses exercised, you know, for discernment and so forth. Well, that's how you do it. You know, in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14, you know, you exercise, you practice this thing and you get better at it and so on. So anyway, back to bigger things. You know, those are the little ones where we would have said something said. Don't say something said anymore. Say the Holy Spirit. You know, and then we see some examples in the Bible. Holy Spirit might instruct the angel, you know, and the angel might do something, show you something, come to you, tell you something, and so forth. Yeah, they are orders from the Lord, you know. And then sometimes the Lord will even use a dream, you know, for which the Lord will show you something to save your life. A lot of people experience this. They'll see something. The Lord will tell you something in advance. We see these stories in the Bible, like Joseph, the husband of Mary. You know, at the time that Mary was pregnant with the child of Holy Ghost, and Herod was scheming to kill all the babies, well, the angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph in a dream at night. Arise, take the woman. You know, and she had, at that time she just had the baby, you know. She had the baby and Herod was trying to kill all the young ones and so forth, you know, because he said, well, you know, if I kill all of them, that would, you know, I'll get the one that was supposed to be the king of the Jews. So she had a baby then, and the Lord would use the dream through Joseph to save the life of the baby. Give him an instruction. Well, that's, you know, that's how the Holy Spirit walks in our realm now, you know. Back then, you know, maybe the angel of the Lord and so forth. You know, now we have the Holy Spirit. And, you know, to do that for us. And I give you instruction. I gave him instruction. Of course, he followed it and he saved the life of the child at the time. You know, and many of you have received instruction from the Lord in dreams and so forth. You know, how does the Holy Spirit also walk in the realms of even understanding? We talked about understanding yesterday, and I talked about, you know, hindsight, insight, and foresight. And one of our sisters, God bless her heart, posted a link to one of our teachings from a while back on the understanding as a pillar of wisdom. Powerful stuff that you should listen to. Very instructional. Anyway, here's a testimony. One of my cherished testimonies in the understanding, this inspiration of the Almighty. There was a time I was in school studying for my master's, and I was going through some difficult times in some of the things. I mean, very difficult, program at the time, some computer science, and we had to, you know, design a compiler, create this and that. I was spending my time in the lab and so on. And, so I went to church one day, see a friend, say, hey, you know, how's everything going? I said, well, I tell you, I don't know. I don't know how I got myself into this. So we, you know, we're laughing together and so forth. And he drops a word. See, it's Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit can do incredible things. He drops a word, and he's a friend like that. You know, we always say scriptures to one another. He drops a word and say, don't worry about it. You know, it'll be done by the inspiration of the Almighty. You know, and I'm like, I know I've heard that before. So I go to look it up, And I said, yeah, inspiration of the Almighty. Then I read the whole chapter. I see what Elihu and all that are saying in Job chapter 32, verse 8 is where it is, by the way. And you know, true enough, it happened exactly by the inspiration of the Almighty. It's a testimony that some of you may have heard. It's a difficult class that I was in. Gave us a difficult program in the university. And the project was, you know, difficult, let alone the midterms and everything. Yeah, and I didn't even have time to study for the midterms. So it'll be two or three midterms and then the project. I mean, the final and then the project. And I'm thinking, well, I don't really know, you know, have time to study because I got to do this project and have time to study for these other midterms. So one day we're in the class, we're talking to the instructor and he's saying some things and getting us prepared for the midterms and telling us things that are coming and the projects and how's everybody doing and so forth. And I'm sitting somewhere in the class, raise my hand. I don't, you know, I'll tell you why it is the inspiration of the Lord or the Almighty, because I wasn't thinking about it. I had no clue I was going to say it, but I said it. I just raised my hand and asked the instructor, well, you know, how about you just cancel all the midterms and roll over the grade percentages to the project, because this project is tough. And all the students in the class turn around to look at me and say, this guy's crazy. What's he talking about? You can't cancel that. That's already in the syllabus. And the instructor kept quiet for a second or two. And then he said, okay. You know, and he said, okay. And I'm like, you know, and then nobody really knew me in that class until that day. That day I became an instant hero. Nobody wanted to deal with those midterms, but there was nobody that was bold enough to ask for it. It had never been done, you know. So, you know, and when walking out of the class, all these guys come around me and you say, how in the world? What? How did you? And I said, well, and then it came to my mind and I said, by the inspiration of the Almighty, because it was just, you know, a week or two before, and my friend said that to me. And of course, they didn't understand that. I just walked away. And then it turned out that that thing worked to my benefit. I was able to ace the class and everything. You know, I probably wouldn't have done as well if I had to deal with those midterms because I didn't have time. And I did well in the project and so forth. That was one of the more significant ones. And then one day there was another class, some big project. And the instructor gave us a big book that I didn't have time to read. You know, and so gave us a project. And the answers are in the book. But I couldn't read the book. I didn't know where. And then one day, all of a sudden, Holy Spirit, my goodness, it just opened up and began to show me places in that book. I hadn't read that book, very thick book. And I would just open up, the Holy Spirit would just show me, and I would get there and I would find all the answers. And it was so real. I mean, so real that, you know, I was like, my goodness, this is great. And the instructor had paired us up and, you know, on that project. But he said, if anybody went solo, they would get even higher grades. But he warned us not to go solo because there were difficult things that you had to do research on. And you walk and help each other. And so at that point in time, when the knowledge of the Holy Spirit came, I decided I was going to go solo. I told my partner, I'm going solo. He said, why? This and that. I didn't tell him anything. I just called the instructor and said, I'm going solo on my project. You can assign this fellow to someone else. Because I wanted to get more. At that time, I already knew that I was going to ace that thing. Because the Holy Spirit brought all the things into my mind that I never knew. Inspiration of the Almighty. And I did. And that was the end of the story. Ace the class. Now, there was one time I was going to apply for a job. And I've said these things before. These are my testimonies. You come up with your testimonies. You know, I was a very technical person, you know, all my life. But I was going to, apply for a leadership job in a technical, still in a technical, but leadership. And I didn't know the leadership stuff. You know, so they called me late on the interview, for the interview. And I had just one evening, one day, actually, to prepare for it. And I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, show me. And I guarantee you, you know, the Lord began to show me things. He would just tell me and he'd guide me. And I'd look up some things on the internet and thank God for the internet and so on. And the Lord began to show me. You know, after a couple of hours, my head was full of so much knowledge. I had the confidence that I was like, throw me the ball and I'm going to knock it out of the park. I'm telling you, you know. And then next morning I went for the interview. I traveled to a different city and I was, you know, it was just amazing. And they asked me these questions that the Holy Spirit prepared me for the day before. You know, I was like, just knocked everything out of the park. You know, and I even made some demands that they never heard of any such thing. Yeah. And of course, you know, at the end of it, I secured it because of the inspiration of the Almighty. Now, you think about the times that the Holy Spirit, until today, even sometimes on my job, I faced difficult things. And I was even one day I was sharing, we were in a prayer line at church. We had this phone prayer line. And a sister came in there and gave a request and said, she's going through a lot. She was also in IT and they had a project and the thing had massively failed. And she was a key role in the project and she was confused and came for prayer. Well, thank God I was in that prayer line that day. And I just said to the sister, you know, I just used this inspiration of the Almighty thing to tell her that, look, trust the Lord for the inspiration of the Almighty. He will bring solution. Well, you don't even think about, you don't even know where it came from. Well, so I encouraged her. We go away, you know, we come back. And I said, look, don't worry about it. Lord will do it. We come back 2 or 3 weeks later. She came. She actually sent me a text. And then, you know, before that, then she came and gave her testimony in the prayer line. Of how what I said to her, she believed it. And then, you know, the next thing she knows, inspiration coming from here and there. And they made a solution and they made that project. It was a release that they were supposed to do. I'm abbreviating all these things, not going into too much details. But, you know, you get the point. On and on and on. Look, the Lord, he's there to guide us. The only challenge is, are we there to receive instruction from him? You know, now, one of the things that we are doing in this series now, also, my wife, she prayed it at the beginning of this room. She said, well, the Lord said, I will send you, pastors, well, to give you knowledge and understanding. I love the knowledge and understanding part. You know, that's in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, by the way, in case you're thinking about, oh, did he really say that? Oh, absolutely. He said it. You know, I will send you pastors that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. And I've always, you know, prayed that the Lord will use me in that capacity. So sometimes when I'm doing these things, you know, it's because of that. And I pray for everyone that's in the room today, that the Lord will give you understanding. And you start to experience this inspiration of the Almighty. Now, some of you already have. There are several people from our church who already have experienced that. When they started hearing me say it, they started believing it. Yeah. If you are here and you've experienced that, I want you to share your testimony today. Testimonies of how the Lord has, by inspiration, saved you from danger. Testimonies how the Lord has, by inspiration, given you knowledge that you could not have known, and things just suddenly open up, and you know things that there was no way you would have known it, and it solved a problem, you know, that there was no way you could have solved, and so on and so forth, you know. Now, this is a follow-up from the topic that we did yesterday, and in a minute or two, I am going to round up my share so that you can share. The topic from yesterday was confusion and perplexity. And what the Lord would give us as the antidote to that would be strategy and inspiration. I also call that understanding from the Lord. So today's lesson is part of yesterday's, really. You put it all together. And anytime you go to the Lord, He'll give you strategy. We covered that already yesterday. And we need to just open our minds to see what the Lord, how He will lead us. Remember, He will guide you into all truth. He'll show you things to come. He's the Spirit of truth. The anointing you have received is no lie. Even though you even need something, anyone teach you anything, He'll teach you. You know, He will teach you all things. When that anointing is upon you, He'll give you wisdom. You know, sometimes it may not be permanent. It may just be for the moment. And sometimes He'll give you for longer. Well, it all depends on the closer walk we have with God. But if you call on Me, He said, I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest. Well, that's my exhortation today on the inspiration of the Almighty. I'm going to yield my mic here after a quick prayer for the room. And let's hear from you, your testimonies on how the inspiration of the Almighty has helped you and what you're learning now on how to recognize that more and more. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You, Lord, for everyone that's listening in now. May the inspiration of the Almighty be with all of us from time to time to guide us and show us. The Bible says that I will, you know, you will hear a word, Isaiah 30 and verse 21, in the back of your ear. That's an inspiration. When you're about to make a decision to turn to the left or right, I'll tell you which way to go. Lord, we trust You. You promise that You guide us with Your eye. You instruct us the way we should go. Psalm 32 and verse 8. Finally, You said there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. Lord, may we yield our spirit to You, so that You may continually inspire us to give us understanding. Thank You, Father. We give You the praise, give You the glory, Lord. And we see how the men of understanding, the children of Isaac, had an advantage over all the brethren. They knew what they needed to do. They knew the times. Lord, let this understanding of the Lord in our heart give us also an advantage. We may know what to do, a strategy. That's what that means. Praise the Lord. We thank You, Lord, and give You all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.